We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Quiddicast. The name is Larry once again. Thank you very much for joining me for yet another episode. We're trying to make this as much as Thursdays as ever. I experimented with a whole bunch of days because you just want to do this. You want to try it. You want to see what day works and so forth. And I think Thursday for the Quiddicast works the best. Is that Thursday or Sunday? Okay, I might have both. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's either Thursday or Sunday, which works best, because then I can get into Monday, get into Friday. I don't know. For some reason, it works like that. But anyway, what's happening in this week's show? I'm going to talk about that thing where the some senators said we need 8 babies, a minimum for couples right now, to become competitive in the world. I don't know when we'll become competitive. Oh, let me leave that alone and talk about it later. And then open marriages and open relationships. I've got one peculiar comment. Other comments are just kind of weird. It's just kind of like, I don't have anything to say on this. Anyway, we'll deal with that later. Let's talk about what happened in the news this week. Zimbabwe lost to Afghanistan. Everyone was having a baby about this. Zimbabwe scored like, I mean, Afghanistan scored like 200 and something, yeah, whatever. Then the rain came down on the earth, right? And cricket has got this weird score. It's like cricket has got this other life, right? This other life, like when you're a baby and everybody else is this other life, and they tell you all the rules that should happen in your life. You're not supposed to cry and so forth. Cricket is like that. So there was this thing called Duckworth Lewis, and two guys or mathematicians came up, sat down, and decided that if matches are going to be interrupted, they had came up with this formula and which we could decide how matches are won. So suddenly Zimbabwe, from chasing 250-odd to win the match, were suddenly told they needed to make 161 runs in like 22 overs. For anyone who does a bit of maths, it looks just ridiculous. Anyway, Zimbabwe made 54 all out, still pathetic, still horrible, but the uproar and so forth. And you're sitting and think about it. The problem with Zimbabwe cricket right now is that guys don't play enough cricket locally and internationally. And most of these guys are having to find form on the cricket field. And that's the problem. Get more guys playing cricket out there. More girls getting playing cricket out there. And we will get better. Everyone is playing more cricket. And it's more available to people, and we will get better. So that's some news from the rest of the news. Rest in peace to John Hampshire, by the way, who was the first professional coach of the Zimbabwe cricket team when we became a test-playing country. That was far back as 1982. The first test we played against in international test was against India. We lost that test, and yeah, it was a horrible thing to go through, but we're just happy to get into test cricket. What else can we talk about? Iker Casch, congratulations to Iker Casch with his partner Mahindra Conviva, who were voted the best global mobile at the Global Mobile Awards, the best mobile solutions company. So shout out to them. So we are getting world class out there. So thank you very much to Econet, as well as Mahindra Conviva. Yeah, congratulations to them. Insingizi will be performing at the Special Olympics Winter Games happening in Austria. There's a Belial group, the three of them. So shout out to them. Let's shout out to that. Sad news. I should have joined it to the other story. Actually, Telecash is not going to be processing DSTV transactions going forward. Iker Casch the other week decided they were not going to do it, but then they now introduced the Rand wallet and they're going to move on and keep doing it. But yeah, it comes down to the priorities in as far as the new dispensation is concerned, foreign currency, wada 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 wada, and all that stuff. Congratulations to the Oscars. It was that awkward moment when the Moonlight was not given the award and initially went out to La La Land, and turns out that Moonlight had won it. And I was just glad that they got checks and balances in those countries, because I can imagine the numbers in Zimbabwe. Somebody reads the wrong envelope, it just carries on. Probably happened a couple of times. Look, I don't have faith in them, so let's just leave it like that. And finally, I'm going to leave you. Oh, congratulations first of all to DJ Kunis, who's got some Zimbabwean blood in him. A winner at the Metro FM Awards that happened this past weekend. But, of course, everyone is talking about two things. That girl with the yellow dress. Oh, what's her name? Nobody knows what her name is. The one with the yellow dress, with the long, with the huge slit and so forth. Go check it out. Metro FM Awards, there's that crazy lady. Secondly, there is the issue with Judah, Lion of Judah. What's her name? Sangha Tinshana. Her. Someone, gospel artist. Lehola, somebody. Did I just forget her name? Yeah, this is with us. Check it out on 3mob.com. Put the video out there. Pretty awesome. And finally, this speech that shut it down from the man, Ricky Rick. I can't say anything more.
I thought I would be more excited to get this. If you know my raps, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Shout out to all the kids that never get on radio. They can't get their song played on radio because they don't have enough money. Shout out to all the kids who put out music videos that never get their music videos played on TV because they don't have the money. There's a lot of people that struggle to put music out in this country, and I feel like there's too many structures that are blocking people from putting out the dopest music. 90% of the shit I hear on radio is garbage. The stuff is living on the internet. Everything is living on the internet right now. So if you're a kid and you're watching this right now, forget radio. If they don't let you play on radio, you better go to the internet and make your songs pop on the internet. Hey. Yeah, they cut me off. I don't understand why they cut me off, because I was actually about to like say something nice. But now like I'm feeling aggressive now. So whatever I say is going to be aggressive, you know?
Say something nice. Think the secret space.
They don't let people talk the truth on TV. And it's like, yo, man.
Shut up and let me think.
Oh, my God.
That's enough, the both of you.
Ouch!
Oh, you can put that down as drama, bruh. You listen to The Critic Ask. The name is Larry. Now, let's talk about, there's a Senate debate that's going on as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, which says that we're a very underpopulated country, and there's an estimate, but somebody, I just think people suck these numbers out of their asses and so forth. So I'm not going to take the actual estimate very seriously. They're like, you should have 8 people per child. I mean, per couple. Children shouldn't be having kids. But they do sometimes. Anyway, whatever it is, shouldn't be encouraging that. So 8 people per couple, which is, yeah, okay. Sounds hanky-dory. If you have a great economy and so forth, then you can take care of those kids. None of them are street kids and so forth. So the guy was speaking out of his arse because he didn't really think about how do you take care of this kid. So they're like saying, we're going to ban contraceptives. And just like, oh, we're going to fuck up with choice, right? We just take choice and throw it out the window and pretend that choice doesn't matter. This is like, wow, this is one of those harebrained schemes that come from a good place. The good place being the fact that we just don't have enough Zimbabweans to be able to sustain a great economy. We've got a country like Rwanda, which is about the size of Manicaland, right? And they exploit the resources and so forth, and they can fit everything into that sort of space and be able to build an economy. Now, our country is bigger than the United Kingdom, but it's got like 1/5 of the population or something ridiculous like that, which means our resources are very underutilized. And for me, yes, we come from a nice place. Let's sort that out. But we're worrying about the wrong things again, people in higher places and so forth. Let's fix everything else, and people would then want to have kids. Funny story, though, the richer people become, the less they want to have more kids. They want to have 1 kid, 2 kid, and so forth. That's why you find that you go to Lulubadzimu somewhere. Oh, Lulubadzimu, I just like saying that word, because it's got nice ring to it. You go somewhere into those areas, you find that people got loads of kids out there because they don't have anything else to distract them. But you go into the Borrowdales and the Burnsides and the Morningsides of this country, you find that people tend to have less kids the more successful they become. So it's a chicken and egg situation. You'd like to think that people, because they're making more money, will afford to have more kids. But ultimately, it's a complicated situation. And the reality is we need more people in Zimbabwe. Maybe we need to open up immigration like Canada did, so as to allow more people to take part in the economy of this country. We need more people to sell to. It's that simple. We can only produce so many products until it becomes saturated very quickly. And yet you find that in China, China's economy is huge because they can, even if you don't export, right, you can still got loads of people to sell to internally. Same thing that can be said about Nigeria, where an artist can become a millionaire from just being in Lagos alone, because Lagos has got a bigger population than Zimbabwe, and it's got a smaller space to be able to distribute product across. So, as I say, coming from a good place, but a bloody bad idea in terms of implementation. But if you're out there and you can afford to have more kids than you have more kids. This country needs them. No, that wasn't me peeing. I was trying to go for this. Okay, so that didn't work out, so let's forget about that. You listen to the Criticast, and in the final segment, I'm going to talk about relationships. And today's open marriages and open relationships. So open marriages, relationships, people in a relationship, but it's not 100% exclusive because, you know, you got the rumored situation of Will Smith and his wife where they say they've got a list of 5 people that they're allowed to have a sexual relations with throughout the marriage. Then there's some people who say, oh, you know what? The configuration is, as long as I don't know who it is, it's fine. And then the other configuration say, you have to tell me who it is so I'm aware of what's going on. Now, I've decided to send this question out. I've got an audio that's going to come up. And then I'm going to say a couple of things that other people have to say. And then I will tell you what my opinion on the whole situation is.
Hi, Larry. I think that's a pretty interesting topic. And my stance on open relationships and marriages in general is I think they're actually pretty normal. My argument being, back in the day, a man could have 3, 5, 8 wives, and even amongst that community would know who the favorite was. So open relationships were always in our culture anyway. They were just appropriated differently or labeled differently. Same thing with the harem thing, or even this thing that people are now comfortable with these days of the side chick and the side nigga. It's something that's always happening. So if it's in the context of it being open, by open I mean it being discussed by the partners, I think it could potentially be a healthy thing.
So that's a contribution for this week. It could potentially be a healthy thing, she said. And there was a contribution that also came in and said, it's complicated. On the other hand, one person could decide that because, you know, you could have a situation where there's a small house anyway, and you'd rather know who the other person is. It reminds me of the time when I went to for the COPAC thing in, not COPAC, who was there before COPAC, the Constitution Making Exercise people in 2000 or whatever it was, I can't remember. Anyway, we went to some village area, and some woman is like, oh, you know, acting all sophisticated. You have rights. You know how we are. We come from the urban areas, and we think people in the rural areas don't know what time it is. And this woman is like, oh, going on and saying, oh, you know what your rights is. Set us up for a fall, it looked like. Because then, you know, there was this old woman who just came up and said, oh, hello, wait a minute. Where are you from? Harare, right? And it was, are you married? Yes. And do you think your husband, where's your husband? She says, my husband is at work. She's like, how do you know? And this woman who was the, you know, the high-minded person from Harare was like, I know where my husband is. And she kind of started getting agitated. So the difference is, I'm here with the second wife of my husband. I know what time it is. I know who she is. And I know what her behavior is. And therefore, when I see her on the street, I tell her that you can't mess around, because if you mess around, there is going to be HIV that's going to come into my family. So it's a form of open marriage. This is more formalized in terms of its polygamous kind of situation. And I think for many people, there was one who came out and says, I'd never be in a one of the contributors. And this was a contentious situation. Turns out that quite a few of the people that listen to the Criticast are in some sort of open relationship, open marriage and so forth. And I'm not going to judge them, because it's easy to be on the outer side of it all without having to be to experience what is happening, to be able to say, I would never do that. I would never do that because this is not for me and that sort of thing. So straight off the bat, I'm not judging people's choices. And but those who found themselves in those set of circumstances quickly said that the key thing for me is that I knew what was happening. If I didn't know what was happening and it was brought up on me, it's a completely new experience. It kind of screws up with the trust situation in as far as that relationship is concerned, because you wonder to yourself that if I can't trust what this person said from the beginning, if they were not honest to me that there's a possibility that this could become a polygamous relationship, then we have a problem. Everything that the relationship represents runs at risk, because I don't know what you're about anymore. I thought you were this sort of person. I was building a future with this sort of person. You aren't. So it all comes down, as I contributed to say this week, to being able to communicate with each other and say to yourself, these are my expectations in life. And if you don't think what I want and what you want, meet at the same place, then let's find other partners. And that's the important thing for me. And as I always say, the most important thing about relationships is not whether you're cool and so forth. It's down to whether you can get along, whether you can communicate. And what did that say? Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of the CareerCast. And if you want to take part in any of the episodes of the CareerCast, get in touch with me via Facebook or Twitter and that sort of thing. And just look for Larry Quiriray on Twitter. It's at Quiriray. Email is info@LarryQuiriray. Just so let's get involved. Also, don't miss an episode of the Quiricast. Subscribe to it on iono.fm. Just look for Quiricast. And there is an RSS feed that you can get the link for and load it onto whatever device you want to load it onto. And you won't miss an episode. Also, catch us on iTunes. It's iTunes.com and just look for Quiricast, Quiricast, Quiricast. That is the Quiricast. And other than that, catch me on ZFM Stereo. Got a bunch of shows happening, but mainly Health Matters at 8:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. And the Quiricast is officially now under Three Men and a Boat Publishing. So that's our publishing company. It's pretty exciting. And with that, I say thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of the Quiricast. And I leave you with the saying, if you're not at the dinner table, you are the meal. It's been Larry. It's been the Quiricast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?